各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们继续来查考犹大书。
Let's continue to study the book of Jude.
小弟刚从神学院毕业的时候，第一站是被派到这个太平洋教会。
My first church I was assigned after the training school is a Pacifica Church.
那每个礼拜三的聚会啊，小弟都会提早到教会。
I was always early to church on Wednesday service.
那我就去海边呢、去那边练习讲道。
And I would go to the seashore to practice sermons.
因为在海边呢、可以吹海风。
Because there were winds, the breezes from the sea.
那在那边也可以看海浪。
And also I can watch the waves.
也可以听海的声音。
And also I can listen to the waves.
那是一个很令小弟怀念的日子。
And that's very precious memories.
那后来发现到圣经上也有这个海浪的道理啊。
And also there were teachings in the Bible about the waves.
我们今天下午用狂浪来谈这个巴兰的一生。
And this afternoon I would like to use a raging wave as a topic today.
我们来看犹大书的第十一节。
Let's turn to Book of Jude, verse 11.
犹大书的第十一节。
Book of Jude, verse 11.
犹大书十一节。
Book of Jude, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又未力往巴兰错谬里直奔。并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。十二节，这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候，正是礁石，正是污秽。他们做牧人，只知喂养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩，被风吹荡，是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。十三节，是海里的狂浪。涌出自己可耻的沫子来，这边呢，圣经上用海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子。
Here, Bible uses the raging waves forming out of their own shame.
来形容巴兰的一生。
To describe the life of Balaam.
小弟是这样看的，当然你也可以说他来形容该隐或是可拉了哈。
Also, this can be referred as the life of Cain or Korah.
但是小弟觉得这一句话最适合来形容巴兰的一生。
I believe this is the most appropriate for the life of Balaam.
有时候我们到海边看海浪。
Sometimes we watch the waves.
这个海浪到底怎么产生的呢
？So how do the waves form?
如果你到夏威夷的这个马威的 North Island 就是 Northern side of the island， 在岛的北边哦，冬天去的时候。
If you go to the north side of Maui in Hawaii in winter,
那很多人在那边冲浪。
Lots of people were surfing.
那个浪有时候很高哦。
And the waves were high.
因为冬天呢、它吹北风啊。
And the winter time, there were north winds.
那风吹动海面啊，就会激起很高的浪花。
And the sea were stirred and formed a very high waves.
那有时候浪是由于这个地震啊，地层断裂一个结果。
And sometimes waves were created by the moving of the plates.
它就会产生像 tsunami 那样的一种有波长的一个浪哦。
And then like tsunami with waves.
那实际上讲这个巴兰这个人呢、不只是海浪啊，他是很狂的海浪。
And in Bible, Balaam is not only waves, but raging waves.
那这个海浪本身有几个特色啊、
？And there are some features about the waves.
第一个特色就是它起伏不定。
And number one is it's very restless.
第二个特色就是它只能够到某一个界限。
And these waves only come to one limit.
这里圣经上跟我们讲，它会涌出一些沫子来哦。那圣经上是形容巴兰这样的海浪所涌的是一种。可以羞耻的那个沫子来
，and in the Bible, these forms are shameful.
所以我们就用这三点呢、来谈这个巴兰的一生。
So, this afternoon we'll use these three points to talk about the life of Balaam.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to Book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Book of James, chapter 1.
第一章的第第一章的第六节到第八节。
Chapter 1 verses 6 to 8.
第一章的六节八节。
6.
只要凭信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节。
7.
这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么。第八节。
8.
心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。啊，这边特别提到我们跟神求呢，我们要很有信心。
And here, is talking about when we ask God, we have to have faith.
那如果没有信心，像什么呢
？If without faith,
就是像海浪，一会儿有，一会儿没有，一会儿觉得主耶稣会听，一会儿觉得主耶稣不会听。
And we might doubt, like, Jesus might listen or not.
那我们的心呢、啊？啊，就好像海浪啊，这样子啊，欢腾不定啊，摇摆不定啊。
And our heart is like the waves, tossing and rolling.
啊，你心中没有平安。
And there's no peace in our
heart. 那因为没有信心，也没有办法从神那边得到什么。
Without faith, we can get nothing from the Lord.
啊，因为你心啊上上下下，所以你走路也不晓得怎么走。
And because our heart is restless, we don't know how to walk.
所以你在你的人生上面呢，没有个定见，你不晓得要一会儿走那边，一会儿走这一边呢。
And there's no set goal. We don't know where to go.
啊，所以啊，巴兰的生命啊，就像这样子一样。
And the life of Balaam was like this.
巴兰呢、啊，他这一辈子有时候我们不晓得叫他什么，有时候圣经叫他是先知，有时候圣经叫他是术士。
And Balaam has a couple of names. He could be referred to as a prophet or the sorcerer.
啊，我们来看一下，彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第二章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15.
第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
彼得后书二章十五节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15.
啊，他们离弃正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知啊。这么提到巴兰是一个贪爱不义工价的先知。
Here refers Balaam as the prophet who loves the wages.
圣经有时候叫他是先知。
Bible refers Balaam as a prophet.
Sometimes,
Sometimes.
因为他神的确用他的口啊，说出很多神的话来。
Because God uses his mouth to utter oracles.
神用他的口三次祝福以色列百姓。
And God used His mouth to bless the Israelites.
啊，神用他的口说出以色列人是独居的民，不列在万民当中。
And God used Balaam's mouth to say, the Israel is a peculiar people.
啊，神用他的口说出啊，将来耶稣啊要救主要出生，他就是大雅各的心。
And also, Jesus Christ will be born, and he's the star of Jacob.
啊，这个都是从巴兰的口讲出来的。
And this is from the mouth of Balaam.
啊，所以神用他的嘴，他是神的先知。
So God uses his mouth; he's a God's prophet.
啊，但是这个人呐、啊，他没有定见，他不只是听从神而已啊。
But he did not listen to the Lord only.
啊，他后来呢，也被称为术士。
He also was called a sorcerer.
那这是完全不一样了哦。
And it's totally different.
我们看耶稣雅记的第十三章二十二节。
Let's turn to Book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 22.
因为这个人呢、啊，像海浪一样啊，他做事情没有定见。
Because Balaam was like waves.
啊，一会儿做神的口，一会儿呢，啊，却啊来害神的百姓。
Sometimes he's the mouth of the Lord. Sometimes he cursed the Israelites.
我们来看耶稣雅记十三章二十二节。
Let's turn to Book of Joshua 13:22.
十三章二十二节。
13:22.
那时以色列人所在所杀的人中，也用刀杀了比尔的儿子术士巴兰。耶稣雅记把他形容是术士。
Here, Balaam was referred as a soothsayer.
为什么呢
？Why？
这完全是负面的形容啊。
It's a very negative description.
啊，因为啊，其实以色列人死了二十四万人呢、啊，啊，两万四千人，对不起，二十四万，两万四千，啊，死了很多人呢、啊，啊，是因为啊，这个人呢、啊，啊，害的。
And the Israelites were killed for 24,000 because of Balaam.
啊，他献策啊，给一个摩押王用美人计啊。让以色列人拜偶像。
And he offered a snare using beautiful women as a bait. to Moabite king.
啊，所以耶稣雅基说这个人是坏蛋的，这个人是术士。
So Joshua claimed this person is evil.
那你仔细看哦，意思你看那个巴兰呢，他献祭的方法的确是外邦人的方法。
And we can tell the sacrifice Balaam offered is belongs to heathen.
你看他用七个祭坛献祭。
And he set up seven altars.
啊，他用七只牛、七只羊来献祭。
He offered seven rams and seven bulls.
啊，所以我们就看到这个人呐，啊，圣经上评价就有时候这样，有时候那样，因为呢，他的生命就是有时候这样，有时候那样。
And his life was tossed back and forth.
啊，因为他是像海里的狂浪一样了。
Because he was like the raging waves.
那今天我们有没有这样的人呢？
Are there any people like this?
在这些宗教历史里面呢，有一个和尚后来来当传道。
There used to be a monk and he was converted to come to our church.
后来当传道。
Then he became the pastor.
当了一段时间之后又回去当和尚。
And then afterwards he went back as a monk.
这个应该就是巴兰吧，一会儿这样一会儿那样，他心中没有定见的。
And he might be like a Balaam.
他这个人呢，一会儿听神的话，一会儿呢爱钱过于神呢，就是这样子。
And sometimes he listens to the Lord, but sometimes he loves money.
我们来看民数记的二十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 22.
我们可以把红线夹在民数记，因为大部分会放民数记。
Let's put our bookmark on chapter 22.
民数记二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
二十二节开始哈。
Verse
12. 二十二章十二节读的比较长一点哈。
Verse 12.
二十二章十二节。
Verse 12.
神对巴兰说，你不可以同他们去，也不可以做主那民，因为那民是蒙福的。十三节，巴兰早晨起来对巴勒的使臣说，你们回去本地去吧，因为主不容我同你们去。十四节，摩押的使臣就起来回到巴勒那里说，巴兰不肯与我们同来。十四节，现在老花了看不清楚。十五节，巴勒又差遣使臣比先前的又多又尊贵。十六，他们到了巴兰那里，对他说，希波的儿子巴勒这样说，求你不容什么事拦阻你不到我们这里来。十七，因为我必使你得极大的尊荣，你要向我要什么我就给你什么，只求你来为我们咒诅这民。十八，巴兰回答巴勒的臣仆说，巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不可越过主我的神的命。十五九节，现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知主还要对我说什么。好，这边你看到这个，巴兰钱没有很多的时候他就说，不去了，就是不去。
When Balaam did not have a lot of wealth, he refused to go.
我要听神的话，神说不可以咒诅嘞。
I've listened to the Lord not to curse the Israelites.
哇，后来这个王啊，差遣更高级的使臣过来了。
And later, the king sent a more honorable princes.
这个不得了嘞，这个是他说什么呢？你向我要什么，我就给你什么呢？这个是。空头支票随便你填的，数字随便你填的。
And here the king promised Balaam, I will do whatever you say.
所以这个巴兰心就动了，不然这样了，今天晚上我再求神看看了。
And Balaam was moved. He said he will ask the Lord tonight.
那你就看到他的心，好像浪一样，他已经开始不安了，摆动了。
His heart started to move like waves.
这个钱，这个利益实在是太厉害了。
And this wealth is very attractive.
你看二十节哈。
Verse 20.
当夜，神临到巴兰那里说：“这些人若来招你，你就与他们同去。只是你要遵行我对你所说的话。”好像神答应他去，对不对
？Seems like the Lord allow him to go.
但是你仔细看哦，二十二节。
Verse 22.
神因他去就发了怒。神的使者站在路上，提醒他：“哎，那这个神怎么这样子啊
？”And how come God behaved this way？
哎，不是说你叫我去吗
？And God seemed to allow him to go。
怎么在路上我一去你又生气了呢
？And why did God became angry？
我实在是读不太懂了。
It's hard to understand。
后来我自己想，不晓得对不对，大家做参考哈。
And now it's my personal opinion。
这个你知道，其实巴兰也知道，再求一次是不对的啦。
And Balaam understood it's not right to ask one more time.
就像哦, 你跟妈妈求一个, 哦, 你要去 Las Vegas 赌博啊。
For example, you ask your mom to go to Las Vegas to gamble.
啊, 你知道已经不可以去的啦。
You know the answer is no.
后来哦, 妈妈实在是被你烦死了, 要去, 你去吧, 要去, 你去吧。
And later your mom had to let you go.
其实那个tone哦, 在圣经上没有记载, 那个神的音调是什么。
And here, the tone of the Lord was not recorded in the Bible.
哎, 你们家没有小狗啊,
do you have a dog in your house?
你们有没有骂过你们家的小狗?
Have you ever rebuked your dog?
你是这样,小坏蛋来,小坏蛋来,小坏蛋来哦。
Somehow you will call this your dog, oh, hi, cute little dog.
应该不是cute啦,小坏蛋是坏,是不好的字啊。
Oh, okay.
Bad boy, come, bad boy.
It's a bad boy or bad girl, come.
哎, 那你讲的是负面的话, 但是你那个tone是很soft, 你那个音调是很软的。
Even you have a very negative tone, but your tone is soft.
所以我们不晓得神到底那个音调怎么讲啊, 哦?
So we are not sure about the tone of the Lord.
但是巴兰丁可以听出来神不高兴他去的啦。But
Balaam understood the Lord was not happy for him to go.
下次你回去做一下实验, 叫你家狗, 说, 你好乖, 你好乖, 乖死了。 这样子看他什么反应啊。
You can make this experiment. You can rebuke your dog, but with very nice words.
我想他一定吓死了, 真的。
And your dog might be frightened.
但是呢, 所以, 因为他就是没, 钱少的时候就听神的话, 钱多的时候呢, 他就, 再一次机会, 然后呢, 他应该知道神的意思啊, 偏偏啊, 走错路了。
And when the prophets were not obvious, he listened to the Lord, but then he changed his mind and went to the wrong way.
其实这种道理,贪爱不义的财,做神的,这种为了利益做错的事情,这个没有一个圣徒给第二次机会的了,没有啦。And
usually the saints will not have the second chance in order to get the wages of unrighteousness.
你看那个但以理的三个朋友啊,那个王说,你们哦, 我再给你们一次机会哦, 你听到那个乐器响的时候呢, 你们赶快跪下来啊, 敬拜我所做的金像啊。
For example, the three friends of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar told them, I'll give you a second chance when you hear the music, fell down and worship.
三个朋友说, 不用了, 不必, 哎。
And the three friends reject them.
我们绝对不, 我们的神会救我们, 如果不救我们, 急或不然哦, 我们一定不会拜你这个所做的金像啊。
Our God will deliver us. Even if he doesn't, we will never worship your idol.
对神的道理没有 second thought啦, 不会说我再问一次啦。
And there's no second thought for God's word.
你看那个一个术士啊, 叫西门啊, 跟彼得这样讲啊。
And there's another sorcerer called Simon.
彼得啊, 哇, 你这么有能力哦, 我用钱给你买了, 叫我按谁的按手在谁身上哦, 谁就得到圣灵了。
And Simon told Peter, I'll give you the money so you can give the power to lay hands on people to get the Holy Spirit.
彼得说, 今天晚上我祷告看看, 看看我不要赚这个钱。
And Peter didn't answer, censored him, I'll pray to the Lord to see if I should get this money.
没有这样讲啦,
there's no way.
马上跟他讲, 你的钱跟你一同灭亡吧。
And Peter told him, you perish with your money.
所以我们知道这个巴兰啊, 他就是一个海浪啊, 他就是一会儿这样一会儿那样啊, 像这个墙头草啦, 风怎么吹就怎么倒啦。
And Balaam is like a raging waves, has no a set opinion.
所以今天哦, 我们学习到, 那个主耶稣这样跟我们这样讲哦。
And now we learn what Lord Jesus told us.
你不可以爱世界, 爱钱财, 爱马门, 又爱主耶稣基督。
You cannot love the world, mammon, and love the Lord Jesus at the same time.
圣经上讲, 迪马贪爱世界就离开保罗了。
In the Bible, Dima loves the world and departed from Paul.
犹大为了32银子也把耶稣变卖了。
And Judah betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
所以主耶稣基督啊, 对撒旦说, 你如果拜我, 我把全世界的荣耀给你, 主耶稣怎么说的呢?
And what Jesus answered, replied to Satan when Satan tempted him.
他说, 当敬拜你的神, 只要侍奉他, 撒旦就退去了。And
Lord Jesus replied, serve the Lord and worship the Lord and serve him only, and Satan departed.
弟兄姐妹, 有时候你会觉得我们的心, 有时候也是像海浪一样,
And sometimes, brother, sister, our hearts may like raging waves.
啊，礼拜六加班给你两倍的薪水，我三倍的薪水，两倍的薪水，哇，我礼拜六要不要加班呢？
Sometimes we're offered to work overtime with a double, triple pay on Saturdays. Should we go for it?
我们有没有那种动心呢？哈、哦、
，Have we ever moved?
其实金钱啊，这个经济的世界啊，本来就像海浪一样哈。哦
And the world of money is like waves.
那个道琼 index 就像海浪一样啊。
And for example, the Dow Jones index, it's like the waves.
啊，如果我们的心呐、啊，就是以钱财做我们的神呐、啊，我们的心呐、啊，就一定会跟着他跑啦。
If money is our God, our heart will be driven by the money.
你看，我们说 bubble 就是涌出可耻的沫子来，就是啊，到最后你追逐这些东西呢，最后那个 bubble burst 沫子。破了啊！你就会知道，我们就被那个啊那个困难抓住了。
And we seek after those money for example, like a bubble burst, and eventually this bubble is are like the foams.、
啊、真的有时候遇到啊，我们有时候心不稳啊，也会有挣扎啊。
And sometimes when our hearts not steadfast, we have struggles.
有一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
啊，他住台湾。
He lives in Taiwan.
有一段时间他会听到声音的、哦、
And sometimes he heard voices.
他会跟那个声音跟他讲说：“你现在去买爱国奖券，号码是123456啊。”
And this voice told him, "Go and buy lotto, and here's the number."
他没有去买了。
And he didn't go.
但是、哦、他会好奇。
But he was wondering.
后来看那个。爱国奖券中的号码真的是123456啊
！And later he found out the lucky number was that the number he heard.
啊，再过一期又来了。
And later that the voice came back.
那个声音又跟他讲。
The voice told him.
哎，你再去买哦，这次是7654321。
And go and buy the lotto tickets and here's the number.
啊，再，哎，他没有买啊哦。
And he didn't do it.
啊，再去查查看到底是不是真的那个号码。
And he checked the number one more time.
哎，真的是7654321嘞。
And the lucky number was that number.
啊，第三次呢
？The third time.
你说他心里会不会动呢
？Would he be moved?
那如果心里一动，真的去买
？If he had been moved and went by it,
他就进到那个声音的圈套里面去了。
And he went into the trap of the voice.
那个声音不是从神来的。
And this voice was not from God.
那所以巴兰他就是。像海浪一样、哦、
So Balaam was like a waves.
他所行的事上没有定见。
And he has no set opinions.
那这个不但是海浪，他是狂浪，就是他很狂啊。
And here is not only waves, he was referred to raging waves.
那这个狂浪啊，神说呢，要给他设一条界限哦。
And God will set a limit for this raging waves.
我们看耶伯记的38章第8节到11节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 38.
耶伯记38章第8节到11节。
From verses 8 to 11.
38章8节到11节。
Chapter 38, verses 8 to 11.
海水冲出，如出胞胎，那时谁将它关闭呢？第9节。是我用云彩当海的衣裳，用幽暗包裹它的布。第10节。
10.
为他定界限，又安门和栓。第11节，说你只可到这里，不可越过。你狂傲的浪要到此止住。啊，巴兰呢、啊，就是像这样一个狂傲的浪。
Balaam was like the proud waves.
那神呢、啊，给他画一条界限，就是你到这里，你不要再走了。你要啊，神就给他一个画一条界限，不让他继续走啊。
God set a decreed limit.
你知道我们看到这个巴兰的路哦，他真的是越走越窄啦。
And Balaam's way was walking toward the near path, narrow path.
我们来看民数记哦。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记的22章。
Numbers
22. 22章的24节到26节啊。
22章的24节。Verse 24.
我们就看到呢，神很生气，就开始阻挡他了啦。
We see the Lord was angry.
24节。
24。
那当然23节看到这个使者哈、哦，驴看到使者的刀了，他就跨到田里面去了哈、哦。24节。
24.
神的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上，这边有墙，那边有墙。25.
你
一看见主的使者就靠贴靠墙，将巴兰的脚挤伤了。巴兰又打利亚，这个我们都知道哈。后来驴就没有路可以走了。
And the donkey has had no way to go.
啊，那这个28节。
28:28.
神叫驴开口对巴兰说：“我向你行什么呢？你竟打我这三次呢？”29。巴兰对你说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不得手有刀把你杀了。”30。驴对巴兰说：“我不是你从小直到今日所骑的驴吗？我素常像你这样行过吗？”巴兰说：“没有。”我读到这里觉得很有趣耶。
This was very interesting.
这个怎么驴突然会跟人讲话呢？
How come this donkey spoke to man?
那看起来巴兰好像没有 surprise 哦。哎，阿丽奈恭维，你怎么会讲话呢？
And Balan didn't seem to be surprised.
还跟驴对话。
And he had a conversation with the donkey.
那这样看起来，这个动物哦是有智慧、有情感、可以沟通的。
And so we understand that animals can communicate with humans.
With, 他们
yeah, yet they have wisdom and they have emotions.
真的是这样子哈。
And it's true.
我以前在这边讲过这个 chicken will talk behind your back, 对不对哈？那个我以前这么讲过，鸡啊会在你背后说话的。
Once I said, chickens will talk behind your back, talk to you.
我应该记得讲过哈，他们做一个实验嘛，对不对哈？我一直记得以前讲过。
There used to be an experiment about this.
那个让一只鸡哈，看一个。幻灯片了、啊、那个幻灯片就是、欸、看到老鹰 啊那个鸡就会喊老鹰来了老鹰来了，然后他就会往下蹲、哦、因为老鹰嘛、哦、那个鸡真的会喊老鹰来老鹰来了、哦、当然不是我这样讲了、哦、他的话是老鹰来了嘛，然后他就把鸡那个老鹰来了把它录下来，这样子人家用录音机把他把鸡叫的声音录下来，这样子、
Here's a story. Once
experiment、哦、
experiment people showed the chicken the slice of the hawk and the eagles, and the chicken, those, one chicken, two chicken, one.
One.
This chicken was frightened and cried, here comes the hawk, here comes the hawk. And the people recorded the voice of the chicken.
然后再把这只鸡带走，哦，把另外一只鸡带来，然后就放那个录音带给他听。
And they took away the first chicken and brought the second chicken and also played the voice of the first chicken.
啊，那只鸡听到哦，老鹰来，老鹰来，跟着喊，也跟着喊，老鹰来，老鹰来，跟着，它就会大咳哦。它没有看到老鹰哦，它只听到声音，它就会开始大咳哦，它就会蹲下来哦。
And the second chicken heard the voice of the first chicken. The second chicken started to duck and tried to imitate the voice.
人家说那个大象哦，有时候在非洲走路啊，突然之间把鼻子啊放在地上，然后就不动。
And in Africa, some elephants, they put their trunk onto the ground.
那就不动，不走路了。
And they don't move.
然后他们说，科学家讲他在干什么呢
？And the scientists wondered what they were doing.
他们说在听其他大象在哪里啊？他们会沟通的一个 distance 啊，会去找这些人。
They were trying to find other elephants from the distance.
动物真的很聪明了。
Animals are smart.
我前几个月、啊、看到一篇报道，他是摄影的人、啊、就看到一群海豚 在拼命跑，那有那个杀人鲸、啊、在追这些海豚、啊、
And a few months ago, I read an article, like a school of dolphins were running, and also a whale was chasing after them.
那个杀人鲸很厉害，他就找一个有妈妈的有妈妈的海豚、啊、专门找那个 baby 海豚、啊追那个 baby 海豚啊。
And this whale was chasing after the young dolphin.
你看他怎么杀这个 baby 海豚呢？他、哦、很快的速度哦，冲过去把这个海豚呢，用他的鼻子 lift up， 让他好几尺高。然后呢，等他掉下来的时候呢，他又冲上去，就对准他的脊椎，就把他撞断了，这样子。
And this whale chased this baby dolphin and thrust this baby dolphin out of the surface of sea.When the young dolphin fell down, this whale thrust into the spine of this young dolphin.
后来可以吃到抓到这只小海豚了。
And later, this young dolphin was captured.
那这就告诉我们，这个动物真的本身哦，有情感、有智商，也可以沟通。
And this tells us animals have emotions, have IQ, and can communicate.
所以你看，神有时候会利用动物做事情哦。
And sometimes the Lord uses the animal to do works.
用大鱼把约拿吞了，又把它吐了。
For example, the Lord used a big fish to swallow Jonah.
用这一只啊 ，donkey 啊，用驴啊，来警告啊巴兰。
And use this donkey to warn Balaam.
但是，所以我们看到这个神啊，就是让巴兰的路越走越窄，把他划线了，就是到这里了。
And the Lord set a limit to Balaam's way, made him to walk into the narrow path.
后来亲自啊开他的眼睛啊
，and opened Balaam's eye.
我们看三十一节。
Let's turn to verse 31.
民数记二十二章三十一节。
Numbers 22:31.
当时主使巴兰的眼睛明亮，他就看见主的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。巴兰便低头俯伏在地。三十二。
32.
神的使者对他说：“你为何三次打你的驴呢？”我觉得神很有意思，他第一句话不是问你为什么继续跑，他问说：“你为什么打你的驴啊？”
And it's very funny. The Lord asked him. The first statement was, "Why did you smite your donkey three times?"
所以你们家的狗不可以乱踢哦。
So don't ever kick your dog.
哎，你乱踢哦，神会说为什么你踢你的狗呢
？May God may ask you why you kick your dog?
神真的是爱动物的，真的。
I believe God loves animals.
为什么神不毁灭尼尼微城呢
？Why didn't God destroy the city of Nineveh?
神这样讲。
The Lord says,
因为里面有很多不能分辨左右手的婴孩，还有许多的动物。
Because there are many people, they cannot tell right hands from the left hands, and a lot of animals.
那所以真的神也是爱动物的，他是爱你更多，所以让他的肉给你吃。
Because God loves more, that's why He offered their animals meat for us.
我们继续读下去哈，为什么三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你。因你所行的在我面前偏僻、啊、所以神啊亲自给他你不要再跑了你越跑 越窄你再跑给你画一条线就是到这里这里就是门这里就是栓你海浪不可以再过来了
And the Lord set a limit here's the door and the bars and you are not allowed to come here
所以弟兄姐妹我们真的要懂得去看神的 sign 神的警告
So we have to take heed of God's sign.
有时候神让你走到田里面去啊，环境的警告。
Sometimes it's a warning in our environment.
有时候神让动物来警告你哦，动物都可以教我们啊人生的课程啊。
Sometimes God uses the animal to teach us the lesson.
神给你一个 stop sign 啊，用环境用动物，这是 stop 你。我们继续往前走，你忽略神的 sign， 你就看到神的刀。
If you ignore the sign of the Lord, we might see the sword of God.
所以真的我们要小心看哦。
So we have to be watchful.
我常常想，为什么神用驴来教巴兰
？I wonder why the Lord used the donkey to teach Balaam.
因为巴兰本身很驴啦。
Because a Balaam was model-headed.
真的他也是很 stubborn， 就是他是神不让他做了，他偏偏要去做。
And Balaam was stubborn. He did whatever the Lord disallowed him to do.
圣经跟我们讲啊，神阻挡骄傲的人。
And the Bible says the Lord resists the proud.
施恩给谦卑的人哦。
And bless those humble.
啊，所以一阻挡，你狂浪就是到这，你不能再跑了。
So here's the limit. The raging waves cannot come further.
我们以前讲过啊，神啊，有时候为了让我们回头啊，总是会提醒我们的。
And the Lord always remind us, give us warning in order for us to turn back.
我以前小弟以前分享过一个姐妹，她打算要离婚了。
Once I had this testimony, one sister thought about divorce.
那个月从来没有拿过罚单的，那个月啊心情特别不好，连续一个月拿三张罚单呢。
And for that month, that sister got three traffic violation tickets.
她想怎么这么倒霉啊？这个月怎么这么倒霉呢？
And she was wondering why I had such a bad luck.
感谢主了，后来她婚姻保住了、哦、
And thank God his marriage was saved.
那个弟兄啊，还没有结婚呢、哦、
And there was a
single 有个弟兄了、哦、他要出去做坏事。
He was about to do something wrong.
神爱他。
And God loved him.
让他上车的时候，他开车，他手会抖啊，他手会抖。
When he drove, his hands trembled.
啊，如果这样开高速公路，一定会车祸。他又把车子开回去了。
So he might get an accident, so he drove back to home.
所以我常想哦，我们人哦，不会走到黑暗的道路，不是我们有能力呀、啊，不是我们有能力不走入黑暗的道路啊。
The reason we are walking to the darkness is not because we are not able to.
是神保守我们不去走黑暗的道路啊。
Because God keep us not to walk into the darkness.
所以真的，我们在神被我们画一条界限，你不要再走了啊！不，你再过去哦。可能就没有回头路了啦。
So when God sets the boundary, we are not supposed to go further.
如果我们真的狂浪，你那个连那个界限都要冲过去啊。
For raging waves, they will definitely trespass this boundary.
如果你真的冲过去啊。
If you really go beyond.
我看到时候就像犹大一样啊，那个圣灵的感动统统没有了哦。
And just like Judah, you lost all the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那时候真的是感受不到神的一点啊。提醒啊
！And you will not have any warning from the Lord.
啊，当我们冲过去的时候
，When we go beyond，
可能就很难再回头了、哦、
And it's hard for us to turn back.
后来这个巴兰呢、啊，这个时候是被挡住了。
Even Balaam was stopped.
但是到最后呢，他还是继续冲呢。
But he continued to rush on.
啊，他做一些羞耻的事情，所以圣经讲他是这个浪啊，最后还是涌出一些可耻的沫子出来了。
So according to the Bible, this waves forming lots of shameful forms.
我们刚读到，我们再看一次好了哈。我们看那个《民数记》31:16。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
31:16哈。
31:16.
民数记三十一章十六节。
Numbers 31:16.
31:16。
Numbers 31:16.
这些妇人因巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在昆尔的事上得罪主，以致主的会众遭遇瘟疫。这是巴兰献的计策哦。
This was the counsel of Balaam.
你仔细再读，我们仔细来再来读圣经哦，看24:45。
Let's read on chapter 24:45.
24:45。
Chapter 24:45.
对不起，24:25。
24:25。
于是巴兰起来回他本地去，巴勒也回去了。当神第一次啊给他 stop sign 啊，看到神的刀啊，他真的回去了啦。
When Balaam saw the sword of the Lord, he turned back.
后来又圣经上没有讲呢，从那一句我们知道，他要偷偷的又跟巴勒联络上。这个钱太好了，这个钱不赚实在是白不赚了，所以。这是很丢脸的事情，因为他不敢光明正大的去，圣经上记载他光明正大的去见巴勒，都没有记载就说，哎，这个人出计策，这个是偷偷摸摸的做可耻的事情。
And Balaam committed something shameful by offering counsel to Balak.
Sneak bad, 对不对
？Sneak, yes, sneak.
偷偷摸摸的啦，这是丢脸的事情啦。
Yeah, he did something in a sneaky way.
献的计策也是羞耻的计策了。
And he offers some shameful counsel.
这个是什么样的计策？这个是、哦、利用拜偶像，他们外邦人拜偶像、哦、是用淫乱的方法。
And the heathen idol worshiping is using something of some sort of fornication.
你知道那个以色列人、哦、在旷野走40年了嘛，对不对、哦
We know Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
那旷野又热，所以那些小姐大概被太阳晒得都干干黑黑的。
And after the sunshine, most of the ladies, Israelite ladies, were tanned.
那你看，他们来到摩押这个地方都是城市小姐啊，白白可能应该不讲白白胖胖，白白瘦瘦。哎、
and when they went to Moab, and they watched those ladies with a fair complexion.
哎。然后那个城市小姐就说：“哎，我们拜的都是同一位神呢。”
And those Moabite women told the Israelites, "We worship the same God."
你们的神不是在西乃山的时候有打雷下雨吗？下西乃山不是有打雷吗？哎，我们的神就是管雷的神呐、啊，是管五谷丰收的神呐、啊，是管风雨的神呐、啊。我们是同一位神呐、啊。
And the Moabite women continued, "Your God descended at Mount Sinai with thunders and bolts."And also, our God is in charge of the thunders, bolts, and the crops.
啊，所以就用这些女孩子啊来引诱啊， 以色列的男人呢，跟他们换奸淫拜他们的神，他们说是同样一位神。
So this
应该是这样子的。
So this women attempted Israelite men to commit fornication by worshiping their idol god.
又淫乱又拜偶像啊！神一生气，好多人死掉，得瘟疫死掉。
And God was angry about of their idolatry and fornication, so these people were dead by the plague.
果然是涌出很多羞耻的沫子来了。
There were lots of foaming, shameful foaming.
那你知道这个狂浪啊，其实带来的那个损害啊，带来的 damage 哦，带来的那个灾害是很大的。
And there's lots of damages caused by the waves.
有一次我在飞机上啊，看到他们在介绍浪哦。
And one time I watched the movie on the airplane about the waves.
他说那个浪啊，那个是那他们是经过很多时间之后，一个在海中的大石头啊。这样浪一冲一冲一冲哦，经过很多的时间，这个石头就变小，到最后变无啊，整个石头在浪当中就被冲没有了。
For example, the rocks or reef in the sea will eventually worn out by the waves.
他们又造一个那个哈、哦，可能那里的土比较松啊，他说那个海浪啊，可以侵蚀那个土地啊，然后在内度里面呢、啊，造另外一个海湾就对了啦。
And these waves can also cause corrosion of the seashore and form another new bay.
大家有没有到过那个夏威夷的 Hanauma Bay 去？
Have you ever have been to Hawaii's Hanauma Bay?
Hanauma Bay 本来是一个火山口来的啦。
It's a volcano.
那这个火山口是在海边。
It's by the seashore.
那这个浪啊，一冲两冲，经过时间一冲呢，那个火山口的口就出现了，那就成为一个内湾了。这个是浪，真的很厉害的。
By the pounding of the waves, this volcano eventually opened like a wide bay.
那个巴兰这个狂浪到最后造成的伤害是多少呢？我们刚刚提到的哦，我们刚刚提到是24,000人，对不对？
Was the damage caused by Balaam's 24,000 men died?
啊，应该是哈、哦。所以我们知道这个很多人因为巴兰而死掉了哦。
And lots of people die because of Balaam.
所以他这个贪爱不义的工价，为了钱哈、哦，伤害以色列百姓这样丢脸的事情哦，这个丢脸不只是丢脸在旧约啊，连新约都在谈他的故事。
And this shameful deeds not only talked in Old Testament, also in the Old Testament, also in New Testament.
所以犹大书就说呢，这个巴兰呢、啊，就是狂浪涌出可耻的沫子来。
So the Book of Jude mentions this Balaam is like a raging waves, forming shameful forms.
彼得也继续谈巴兰，他就是一个贪爱不义工价的先知。
And also Peter also mentioned Balaam is a prophet, loves the wages of unrighteousness.
啊，我们再看一下好不好？看一下彼得后书2:15。我的意思就是说，这个丢脸的事情呢，这个羞耻不只是在旧约啊，他一直传到新约来，大家都在谈他的故事。
And this story was mentioned not only in Old Testament, also in New Testament.
我们再读一次2:15，彼得后书2:15。
Second Peter 2:15.
2:15。
Second Peter 2:15.
他们离弃了正路，2:15，走岔了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的，16。
16.
他却为自己的过患受了责备，那不能说话的驴。以人言男主先知的狂妄、啊、所以连彼得都知道他是一个狂妄的人、啊、
So even Peter knows he's a man of madness、
啊、他是贪爱不义之工价的啦。
He loves the wages of our unrighteousness、啊、
所以我们就从他的身上得到学习、啊、
So we learn a lesson from this person.
神真的会给我们一些 stop sign、啊、会给我们一些阻挡。
And God will stop us with a stop sign.
那你知道吗，我们心中的贪恋啊，有时候会 penetrate 那个 sign， 有时候就真的把它冲过去了。
And the lust in our heart will go beyond the sign。
这个就是狂，连神的界限都敢冲，这个叫狂啊，才叫狂浪，不是一般的浪。
And this is called raging or fierce because we even go beyond the limit of God。
其实哈、哦，有能力的人都比较狂。
Usually, people with greater strength is more getting proud easily.
你看那个圣经上怎么形容巴兰的？
how does Bible describe Balaam?
圣经上巴兰说他咒诅谁，祝福谁，那都会成立的嘞。
And whenever he blesses or curses the person, this will work.
所以你知道他的身价在巴那个巴勒王里面呢、啊，他的身价很高，因为这个人的口啊，可以用来祝福人，也可以用来咒诅人的。
So he was highly esteemed because his mouth can bless or curse people.
当我们圣工作很多的时候啊。
When we do a lot of holy work,
当我们工作很有果效的时候、
so、we do a lot of, very effectual work,
很不小心、哦、我们就会变得比较狂一点、哦、
And sometimes unknowingly we'll become very proud.
有时候狂到啊，觉得有时候狂到觉得我们什么事都可以做、啊、什么诫命都可以冲过去了。
And some we even believe we can do anything we want and even can go beyond the limit.
其实到最后会带来自己的家庭教会很多的伤害。
And this may cause damage to our family and church.
有一个姐妹啊，看一个异象。
Once there's a sister saw vision.
啊，看到一个大海啊。
And he saw a great sea.
啊，海里面有很多的鱼啊。
There were a lot of fish.
啊，后来起了很多的风浪。
And there were winds and waves.
很多鱼都被冲走了。
And these fish were blown away.
啊，那段时间为什么这个姐妹做这个异象呢
？Why did the sister have this vision？
啊，因为那个时候啊，教会比较乱一点呢。
Because the church was not very at peace.
比较不平安，有一些有一些有一些就是有些人呢、啊，有些人制造一些不平安的事情了。
Because some members in that church have some issues.
那结果很多信徒就跑掉了。
And there were lots of members departing from the church.
就像那异象一样啊，鱼就跑掉了。
Just like the fish leaving.
啊，感谢主，后来就风平浪静。
And finally, it's all peaceful.
啊，后来鱼又回来了哈、哦。
And the fish came back.
啊，所以我们从巴兰呢、啊、来得一些教训呢。
And now let's learn a lesson from Balaam.
他真的是狂浪啊、哦、
He's like a raging wave.
可是我们在海边听浪的声音呢、哦、哈。
When we listen to the sound of the waves,
我们就想起以前读的书啊，那滚滚长江东逝水，浪淘尽千古英雄，就是浪来浪去啊。你看千古英雄在浪来浪去当中不见了。
Used to be a poem. The poet described all the heroes and the great figures were rushed away by the waves.
真的，巴兰是一号人物啊，他真的是相当厉害的人物啊。
Balaam is a great man.
但是在时间的洪流当中呢、啊、也就这样子潮来潮去当中呢、啊、浪淘尽千古英雄、啊、也就不见了。
And, but in the time of waves, he was rushed away.、
啊、所以我们、啊、谈到那一首诗里面谈到说这个四灰成败转头空、啊、青山依旧在几度夕阳红、哦、你坐在那里看浪，人间潮往潮来潮去，人来人走，但是呢青山一样在夕阳一样红啊。
In history, people come and go, but the mountains are still there, and the sunset is still beautiful.
所以我们要从历史上的人来得学习哈。
So we need to learn from the history.
如果我们有一点点从神来的恩赐
，if we have any talents from the God,
小心不要走巴兰的路线。
We have to be watchful not to walk to the Balaam.
这也是小弟的自我勉励哈。
And it's my encouragement.
因为他是一个狂浪啊。
Because Balaam was raging waves.
最后是涌出可自己可耻的沫子来。
And forming his own shame.
来唱诗。
I sing him.
476首。
476.